We are live. This is Fresh Off the Grill podcast, your main number one podcast for all the MMA news. We took a little holiday break, a little UFC break, and just a sanity break. We've been working a lot of overtime at work, so apologize to the fans out there, the few of you that listen to this, but we had to take a little break. We should be back to normal schedule as far as if our lives allow it.
Yeah, unless I kill myself.
Unless Rob kills himself, be it for the Patriots or otherwise.
Whatever, who cares? Just because it's a miserable end to a miserable fucking season. The first half, I was so positive and it was so good. And then the last eight games, just garbage after garbage. And it was culminated with one of the worst playoff performances I've ever seen. Made me feel a little bit better how badly Tennessee beat Baltimore the following week. Not because they beat Baltimore, but because they looked so good doing it. Like, that wasn't even close. They beat them from pillar to post the whole game, I think. Derrick Henry is fucking nasty.
Nasty.
He is. I mean, as long as the Chiefs don't win it, or the 49ers, I'll be good.
I am rooting for the Titans myself.
I'm rooting for the Titans not because they beat us, but because Vrabel's the coach. I did want the Ravens to win, but since they're done for, why not go for Vrabel? He's a former Patriot. Seems to be a hell of a coach.
I'm with you on that.
I mean, it's only his second season, and he's got his team going the AFC Championship game.
Pretty good. So what's your bets on this weekend's games?
I think Tennessee can beat Kansas City, but I think the 49ers are going to smash Green Bay. I don't think there's any way Aaron Rodgers goes back to the Super Bowl. If it's fucking Kansas City versus Aaron Rodgers, State Farm fucking paid the NFL to have this shit happen.
I saw that.
This shit's ridiculous. You can't have fucking Kermit the Frog and the perpetually tired Aaron Rodgers fucking in the Super Bowl. This shit's whack. I'm already looking for movies that are out that day so I can go.
Not going to watch the Super Bowl?
Fuck no. I don't want to watch those two retards.
Even if the Titans are in it?
If the Titans are in it, I might give it a watch. Might.
I'm sure that Steve and Kristen are going to host the Super Bowl party that you're invited to.
How many people go?
I don't know, but a lot of Kristen's friends.
That's too many. I'm not doing that. Last time I insulted her friends for not being good enough friends and not knowing her and Steve's relationship as well as Ryan and I did, even though Ryan and I just gushed.
Yeah, well, as soon as you made it a game, Ryan was in it.
No, it was a game from the beginning. We were winning the entire thing.
But I'm saying as soon as it's like a competitive thing,
oh, yeah.
He's into it.
Him and I were close, and then everyone else was hundreds of points below.
He would have bet on it if he could.
We should have, and we would have won. If you could have dog race bet, like you could pick your first and second places.
Who knows Kristen best?
But yeah, I'm not going to that. Not if it's all those people.
You're like the wettest of blankets right now, dude.
No, I don't. Though I don't know those people.
I don't know them either. Well, I do, but I
then don't go.
I don't care to know them.
Yeah, I'm just
I know gonna, them is about as much as I'd want to ever. And
I'm just gonna go watch a movie and enjoy myself. Gonna have to go to fucking work the next day, anyways. I have nothing invested in it anymore. I'm done for. I'd rather watch the XFL because that comes out shortly after that. I think February 8th. Chad Johnson might be a kicker in the XFL. He's got a tryout Monday.
Oh.
Seriously. I don't know why he wouldn't just play wide receiver. He's better than the rest of them in the league.
Since it's Oscar time, around that time of the year, why don't we talk a little bit about the Academy Award nominees for Best Picture came out.
All right, give them to me.
Okay. So, 1917.
Yeah.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah.
Joker.
Eh.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No.
Parasite.
Yes.
The Irishman.
No.
Little Woman.
Tiny Bitches. Small Sluts. Nah, pass.
Jojo Rabbit.
Wanted to see that. Didn't get to. It wasn't in theaters long enough.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. And Marriage Story.
Didn't see it. That's on Netflix, though, so I can watch that. I mean, out of all of those to choose from, probably Parasite.
Really? I didn't even
either
that
or Ford versus Ferrari. I really like Ford versus Ferrari.
I don't know if it's a Best Picture winner, and I did like it too.
It definitely should be at least supporting actor winners for Christian Bale or Matt Damon.
Yeah.
I think so.
Christian Bale is not supporting. He would be, wouldn't he be the main character?
No, I think they're both supporting actors.
Really?
Because they're both leads.
Huh.
There's not one lead actor.
That's kind of weird. Nah, it's got to be Matt Damon.
I don't know.
You gotta have a lead in a movie.
No, you don't. You can have a co-lead. Because I'm pretty sure Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio are the same thing. Either that or they're both up for...
Brad Pitt's up for supporting.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Which actually I would give it to him in that. In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think Brad Pitt had a really good performance in it.
For me, it would depend on who else is nominated. Out of those choices, though, I think I'm going to go with Parasite as my pick for Best Picture.
I'm going to have to see that one.
It was pretty fucking good.
Did it really get released very like widespread? Or
no, I watch it on my phone.
Yeah, because it's a Korean movie.
I couldn't find it in a theater outside of going into Boston. I'm not fucking with Boston. I hate that place.
I think 1917 is probably going to win Best Cinematography. I don't even know if it's nominated for it. But my pick would be Marriage Story for Best Picture.
You watched it?
Mm-hmm. Me and Charity watched it. It's kind of like Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, I'm not going to like it then. Actually, maybe I will because I don't like Meryl Streep and she's not in it.
Adam Driver is actually really good in it. Scarlett Johansson's good too.
Well, they're both pretty fucking good actors and actresses.
Well, I guess I don't give Adam Driver enough credit because he was in Girls and like Star Wars and stuff like that. And I don't think of those as like exceptionally things.
When I think of him, I think of him in Star Wars, but his best performance I've seen him in was Black Klansman.
I was going to say he was in Black Klansman and he did a good job in that.
Can any more categories? Pull up Best Actor.
No, why not?
I want to see what it is.
So Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes, Adam Driver for Marriage Story, Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory, which I didn't even see, Joaquin Phoenix for The Joker, Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's it? Those are all the nominees?
Yep.
I didn't see 4 out of the 6 of those.
I didn't see Two Popes. I didn't see Pain and Glory.
I mean, based on what I've seen, even if you don't like The Joker, you could admit Joaquin Phoenix's performance was good, and same with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think Leonardo DiCaprio is exceptional in that movie.
No.
I don't think he deserves
it. But he was good. I didn't see Two Popes. I didn't see Marriage Story. I guess based on those names and what I've seen, I'm going to have to go with Joaquin Phoenix.
I'd actually say that Joaquin Phoenix will probably win it. I wasn't a big fan of Joker, but I definitely say that that's the best part of that movie.
It's weird. I like the movie, but I wouldn't say it was a fantastic movie, but it's been nominated for more awards than any other movie for the Oscar this year.
Yeah, I heard it's kind of off the charts.
I'm pretty sure it's close to like the Return of the King amount of nominations.
I think when you have a movie that's it's a little controversial, but something that's like gets so much notoriety and people talking about it, you're going to have a bunch of categories it's in.
Yeah.
Its name comes up in the hat more than once, obviously. That being said, Adam Driver is really good in Marriage Story, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to watch that movie. Is it fucking depressing, though?
Yep.
I can't watch while we're on overtime, then.
It is depressing. It's a movie about divorce.
I mean, that can be happy if you got 2 Christmases.
I'm not going to get into it too much, but it's not all bad.
I'll just watch it when I'm off. Or when we're off overtime. I can't be too depressed all at once. I'll just end up killing myself. Haha.
Academy Award for Best Actor in a Supporting Role. Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes. Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I think he'll get it. Joe Pesci in The Irishman. That's probably a close one there.
I honestly think that was his best performance in his career. Joe Pesci in The Irishman.
Al Pacino, The Irishman, doesn't deserve it at all. He was a sack of shit in that movie.
I wouldn't say sack of shit, but he was the worst part about that movie.
He just did his, I'm Al Pacino, I'm going to yell a lot now.
You notice how like when he was coming up, he was playing like a cool Cuban or Italian. Then he just like played the angry old white guy. Now he's just, they're like typecasting him to play old Jews.
He's kind of stuck there now. Earlier in his career, something like Dog Day Afternoon, he's a much more quiet, like relaxed role and like unsure of himself. And he's got so much more character.
They're typecasting him as like an old Jewish guy now, though.
Yeah. And Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
I'm just going with Tom Hanks.
Why?
What the fuck you mean, why?
He was on the flight list for Epstein's Island.
He didn't fuck any kids.
Did you see his face after Ricky Gervais said all that shit?
No.
He looked pretty upset.
Well, it's because he probably didn't fuck any kids. That's fucking Forrest Gump. He didn't do nothing.
So you're going with Tom Hanks?
Forrest Gump. Yeah, Tom Hanks.
I think Brad Pitt should win it.
I didn't even see the fucking Forrest Gump 2, but I'm going to say Tom Hanks did great in it.
It's not Forrest Gump 2. All right. So with all that out of the way, let's get into the first fight card of the year. Pretty big one just because of the main card. Not even the main card. Just because of the main event. We have the return of Conor McGregor. And they're not throwing him a bum, but I don't think this is necessarily a hard fight for him.
As far as people with names, this is about as easy as it gets for him. That's not me saying Donald Cerrone is just going to fucking roll over and play dead. He could win. It depends on which Donald Cerrone shows up, but if it's the Donald Cerrone that has been showing up, he doesn't move his head, he gets hit a lot, and he tends to get knocked out. All plays perfectly into Conor McGregor style.
And of course, we're talking about UFC 246. Do you know where it is?
Vegas. It's always in Vegas when Conor fights.
Las Vegas.
It's probably the T-Mobile Arena. First fight of the night, you've got Anthony Pettis versus Carlos Diego Pereira. I'm going with Carlos just because.
Just to be different?
Yeah, because I knew you were going to pick Pettis, and I don't want us to all pick every single fight the same. And I have a feeling that might be what it is.
Yeah, Anthony Pettis all day with this one. I feel like it's pretty easy.
The other guy is no bum, though. It's a little weird that Pettis signed to fight him. Would have thought he would have picked a bigger name as his next opponent. But this guy's pretty good. Second fight of the night, you've got Claudia Gadella versus Alexa Grasso. I'm going with Claudia.
I'm going Alexa Grasso because...
She's prettier.
I had a teacher that was Grasso.
Miss Grasso sucked.
I didn't have Miss Grasso. I had Mr. Grasso.
Oh, he sucked too.
He was all right.
I didn't even have him.
No, she's just a little bit younger is all. That's younger, more reach.
Third fight of the night, you've got Alexi Olenek versus Maurice Green. Against my better judgment, I'm going with that fucking idiot Alexi Olenek with that fucked up ass haircut.
Why? He's old as fuck.
Yeah, I know. It's not just, I don't know. I've already said it.
Maurice Green all fucking day.
I've already made my pick.
Just because he's fucking old and Russian, you're going to pick him?
I don't even know why the fuck I picked him. I just had his name underlined. I don't think I was going to, but you know what? I've already done it. He's trash. He's done nothing but disappoint me. He's fucking garbage. When he fought Overeem, he was throwing these fucking underhanded back fists like a... It was just infuriating to watch.
Like a bald man with a bad haircut? Is that what you're saying?
His hair is fucked up. Like, he should be fighting his barber next. I know my brother tells stories of the Flowbee, but that motherfucker must still cut his hair with the Flowbee, and he does it himself. And he does it in one of those mirrors that magnify what you see, so it looks even more fucked up when he does it. But he thinks it looks good. I don't know. He's an idiot. In the co-main event of the night, you've got Holly Holm rematching Raquel Pennington. I'm going with Holly Holm. She's single now, and she's got the preacher's booty.
She's still got the fucking face of a dog, though, but I'm going to go Holly Holm.
No, not dog. She's got just too much freckles.
She's got a man face, dude.
It is not a man face. You have a man face.
I'm a man.
Exactly. She does not have a man face.
She's not very attractive.
No, but she's got a fucking booty. And the other one's a mean lesbian. Yeah.
Her name even sounds mean.
Yeah. She's mean.
Yeah. She sounds like a mean professor you'd have in, like, fucking college.
Miss Pennington. Hmm. You know, fuck her. I hope she gets smashed. And now in the main event of the night, you got Conor McGregor taking on Donald Cerrone. Now I'm going with Conor McGregor. And I fucking hate to say that, too.
I also reluctantly, begrudgingly, will have to go for that piece of shit. Sad excuse for an Irishman. Fucking garbage ass, whiskey having, potato eating, piece of human trash. Conor McGregor. Imagine if Bruce Buffer said that.
That fucking four-leaf cloven, Jameson drinking, Irish spring washing, fucking piece of shit. I hate him. You can call me a hater. The best thing about this night is that we're going over TJ's for it.
I really hope Cerrone comes in there and shuts him the fuck up.
If he knocks him out, that's going to be great. I might like fucking jump up and down. That'll be better than when Anderson lost to Chris Weidman.
I don't know if it would be better than
that. I didn't hate Anderson as much as I do Connor. I hate everything about Connor. It has nothing to do with his style. He's just a piece of shit. And his fans are worse than he is.
Do you think that if that happens, do you think this is the last we'll see of Conor McGregor in the UFC?
100%. He can't come back from that. Not with the amount of shit he talks. He can't go down losing like four fights in a row.
And we talked about it a little bit, but both of them fighting at 170 is going to be a problem for Conor. If they get into the later rounds, he's going to have no cardio.
He's going to be too big. I mean, he already doesn't have the best cardio as it is at 155. Donald Cerrone has shown that he performs better at 170. He's got more of a chin at 170. And I think his striking is more diverse than Conor's. Conor has, I don't even want to say boxing, I want to say hands, than Donald Cerrone. But Cerrone uses a lot more kicks to the body, to the legs. And he always finishes combos with a kick. I'm just really hoping he kills him. Not kills him, but you know what I mean. I fucking hate Conor.
That'll about do it for the UFC this weekend. All that being said, Rob, you want to hit us with this week's misconnection? I never knew how I felt
till the day you were gone. This one's from Anchorage, Alaska. Chubby Asian Bouncer, F Street, 2009. Does anybody remember the little Asian guy with the Fu Manchu that was the doorman at F Street about 2008 to 2010? He was about 5'6", really funny, and kind of heavy set. I wish I would have asked for his number. I moved out of state for a few years, but I still think about him making me laugh. Ask him to contact me. He might remember me. Christine, I'm 5'4", Korean, and white.
That one's not even that funny. It's just a hell of a long shot. And also, an Asian man with a Fu Manchu. Like,
that's why I picked it.
How stereotypical can you fucking get? Maybe Marshall knows him. He was stationed. That was around the same time he was stationed in Alaska,
I think. It was the fucking Mandarin from the Iron Man TV show and comic books. Fucking idiot.
Because honestly, how many Chinese people have you run into that have a Fu Manchu?
All of them.
That's no, it's not at all. Are you kidding me? Most can't grow facial hair. Most of the facial hair that you see on an Asian person's face, at least a fresh off the boat like Chinese person, is because they have that mole with the three hairs that are like 4 inches.
But what about those bad guys? They always have them.
The bad guys usually have fucking special effects makeup where they're glued to their fucking face and spirit gum.
I don't believe you. I think that's all real. That's based on true stories.
All of it. Big Trouble in Little China is actually a documentary.
It is. All movies that aren't pornos are documentaries.
And what are pornos?
Pornos.
But pornos actually, I mean, I guess it's an action film.
It's a joke from The League. No. The episode with Rafi and Seth Rogen. They're like, oh, didn't you see the Batman documentary? And they go, you mean the movie? And they go, no, the documentary. All movies that aren't pornos are documentaries.
I'll forgive it because it's Rafi said it, but I don't like that show besides him.
That's the only part I like about that show is him and that one episode with Seth Rogen.
That fucking...
Other than that, it's unbearable.
Bald, gap-tooth motherfucker.
Paul Scheer.
So ugly.
And his wife isn't.
Yeah. You know what it is he convinced her that he's totally up.
No, he didn't. She has to know he's ugly. There was never a time in his life when he wasn't ugly.
Yeah, he's totally up, though, because of his money or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, but she's just as famous as he is.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused, though.
I don't know. Maybe she's got low self-esteem.
You can catch us on our email. If you want to contact us with any topics of discussion or just say hi, you can email us at freshoffthegrillpod@gmail.com. Rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a viewer voicemail on the Anchor FM app. And other than that, have a great week, guys. Peace.
Adios, fuck.
I just can't believe it all faded out of view.
Dying.
Leonardo DiCaprio for Once a Time in let me say that again.
I didn't even see that fucking movie.
Pretty sure it's yeah, no, you're right. I was gonna say I thought it was just Gump.
He just really enunciates the Gump. Disgusting.
Potato eating.
Ha ha ha.